Zok der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es chale peri gimel Mishnah beis, nidma isasa ad shalai gilgula. Nidma means that the isa, the dough, became meduma. What does meduma mean? Let's see the batanura. Nisarav ba truma. Truma got mixed with bepachis mi mea chulin, with less than 100 times the amount of chulin. As we have already discussed in this Masech, the truma that gets mixed up with chulin, in order to be mevatalit, for a non-kayin to be able to eat the mixture, you would have to have 100 times of chulin kenega the truma. In other words, total 101, the one part truma to 100 times chulin. If you don't have 100 times the amount of chulin, if let's say the one part truma got mixed up into 99 times the amount of chulin, that's called midamas, and it's asr lezarim, a non-kayin can't eat it. So our Mishnah is talking about a dough of chulin that truma got mixed up into it, and I don't have enough chulin to be mevatel the truma. So the question is this dough chayiv and chal? Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Chala, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Nidma isasa. Truma got mixed up into this isa, and we don't have enough to be mevatel the truma. If this happened at Shaloi Gilgala, before the chayiv of chala fully clicks into place, and that would be in the case of wheat flour, when the mamish becomes a solid, the water with the flour mix and it becomes like clay. So, pitura would be pater anchala. Shamaduma, because something that is technically truma, because there isn't enough chulin to be mevatalit, the mixture cannot be eaten by a non-kayin, is pater anchala. However, in Mishagilgala, if the truma only got mixed up into this dough, after it was rolled into a dough, in other words, it was after the chiyuv chala already clicked into place, chayeves, then it's mechuyev and chala. Once it was mechuyev and chala, the fact that right now truma got mixed into it, and there's not enough chum to be mevatel the truma, that's not going to take off an already established chiyuv chala that clicked into place. So while we mention that, we're going to mention a similar halacha. Let's say I have a dough, a tardik, a dough, and I didn't separate chala from it yet. I have to make sure it doesn't become tummy. You can't be a metame this dough, because if it's going to become tummy, when you separate chala, the chala will be tummy. And the kayin won't be able to eat it. That'll be a hefsid for the kayin. Why can't the kayin eat it? Well, can the kayin eat truma that's tummy? No. So he also cannot eat chala that's tummy. Now what happens if, says the Mishnah Vayeter, noilud la sefek tummy? Something happened with this dough, and I'm not sure. It could be tummy. Maybe yes, maybe not. What happened? The Rash brings the following possible scenario. Let's say there are two paths. One is tummy, one is tar. One person went in one path, the other one went in a different path. One of them became tummy, but they don't know which path they went to. Again, there are two paths. One is tummy, one is tar. You know for sure, we have Reuven and Shimon. One took one path, one took the other path, but right now they don't know which one was on the path that would have made him tummy and which one was on the path that would have kept him tar. And each one, Reuven and Shimon, now touched a different dough. And they come together to ask the Shaila to the Rav, what's the deal now with this dough? And the Rav says, well, both of these doughs are considered Safik Tumma. Because one of you are Tummy. One of you walked in the path that you became Tummy on. Fine, so what's the deal now with this dough? Zok the Mishnah. Achala Gilgala, if let's say this happened before it was finished, the dough. So even before the woman kneaded it into a dough, there was already a possibility that it's tummy. So then it's tayasa b'tumma. So now you can knead and you can bake it even if you're tummy. You can touch it with tummy, dig your hands. There's no loss to the kayin anyway. Because regardless, he could have not eaten it. He couldn't take a chance. It was safik tumma. You now let it become tummy because you're taking away the opportunity for the kayin to eat it, but he lost the opportunity anyway. However, umisha gilgala, this safik tumma took place only after it was already a dough and the full chiyuv chala clicked into place. Then tayasa b'tar. Then you have to complete it with tar de kekelim. You can't be metame it. Because once the dough becomes mechuyev in chala, it has din like chala itself, and you're not allowed to be metame chala, even if it was safik tum. Hold it. Can you clarify this to me? What's the reason that the chala can't become tummy? Is it because the kayin won't be able to eat it, or is there a din you can't be metame chala? And the answer is, it depends when. Even before the chiyuv chala clicks into place, you can't let it become tameh because the kayin is going to lose out. Once the chiyuv chala clicked into place, even if I didn't separate the challah yet. So there's challah in here that has to be taken out. Once it's already challah, then there's a separate din. You're not allowed to be metameit. Once you have challah and truma that has been separated, you have an obligation to make sure that it doesn't become tamei. That's learned from the pasuk of Enihine nesati lecha es mishmeres trumasai. And challah is also considered truma. So whether it's truma, whether it's challah, trumasai lashon rabim, whether it's truma tahira or even truma that is safek, I'm not sure, you have to guard it. There's a shmira. You have to make sure it doesn't become tamei. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. I have a dough, but truma fell into it. I don't have enough chum to be mevatel the truma. If it happened before it was a dough, the chiyuv challah never clicked into place. It stays pater and challah. If it only happened after it was a dough, so the chiyuv challah already clicked into place, even though right now there's truma mixed into it, but that doesn't take away the chiyuv of still separating challah. If there's suffik tuma on the dough, and whatever the problem was, that I don't know, it may or may not be tummy, happened before we rolled it into a dough, you don't have to keep it tar, because it's not challah yet, and the only reason you would have to keep it tar is that the kohen shouldn't lose out. The kohen won't be able to eat it anyway, because it's safek tumah. However, if this problem where it may have become tumah happened after it was already a dough, the chi of challah clicked into place already, now, even though the kohen won't be able to use it, you are still obligated to make sure that things stay tar. You can only process it with tar dekekelim and so on. Because once it has a din of challah, once there's a chi of challah, there's challah inside this, wherever the lumdus works, you can no longer be metameit.